Macmillan Audio presents The Last Voyage of the Andrea Doria, written by Greg King and Penny Wilson, read by David Colacci. To Pierrette Simpson, whose devotion to the Andrea Doria's memory and generosity helped make this book possible. Prologue. In the summer of 1956, readers were captivated by Walter Lord's A Night to Remember, which chronicled the sinking of the magnificent Titanic on her maiden voyage to New York in April 1912. As the story of the impossibly splendid, doomed Titanic took the world by storm, another liner prepared to set sail from its berth in the bustling port of Genoa. Andrea Doria was so famous for her beauty and luxurious onboard life that many people diverted travel plans from other vessels and even airplanes to book passage on this wonderful and happy ship. The proud flagship of the Italian line, Andrea Doria represented not only the nation's post-war recovery, but also its glamorous, creative, and artistic march toward modernity. A living testament to the importance of beauty in the everyday world was how the Italian line described the Doria on her maiden voyage in 1953. Her 700-foot-long sleek hull, shimmering black and topped by a cascade of white decks, was somehow traditional while still looking to the future. Previous liners had sported elaborately paneled rooms crowned with stained glass domes and crowded with opulent, overstuffed furniture modeled on British country house interiors. The Doria was starkly different. Her modern rooms, all concealed lighting, wooden veneers, aluminum strips, and boldly colored angular furniture, caused a sensation. The cutting-edge decor and ocean-going Italian hospitality drew a diverse contingent of passengers to this voyage, representing a true microcosm of the 20th century. Aristocrats and heiresses, actors and ballet stars, celebrity politicians and media moguls, a burgeoning rock and roll musician, and American tourists hoping to indulge in La Dolce Vita. And immigrants reluctantly leaving their villages to seek new lives in the United States. It was ironic that so many of the passengers on this trip, the Doria's 101st Atlantic crossing, carried copies of A Night to Remember to their cabins, setting them on bedside tables or tucking them beneath pillows in anticipation of cracking open the spine and enjoying the story of Titanic. Not one seems to have worried that reading about a maritime disaster while at sea might result in an inadvertent but ominous sense of déjà vu. That first night, and all the days and nights that followed, the Doria's passengers, snug in their berths or reposing on sun-drenched deck chairs, knew that they were quite safe from Titanic's fate. It was summer. The Doria traveled an iceberg-free southern route, and radar and modern technologies seemingly ensured safety at sea. And then, on the morning of July 26th, people turned on their television sets to stunning news. The previous night, the Swedish liner Stockholm had rammed the Doria just off Nantucket. The images were shocking, stark, unbelievable. The great liner was on her side in the Atlantic, abandoned as the ocean slowly but surely took possession. It was the first time that a maritime tragedy had played out before millions of eyes. Over the next few days, viewers saw heart-rending scenes of survivors arriving in New York as they pushed past cameras and microphones for emotional reunions with desperate relatives. There were tales of heroism and allegations of cowardice, of joy and of loss, and above all, a sense of disbelief that a tragedy like that which had befallen Titanic could occur in the modern age. But icebergs, as Doria's passengers had discovered, could take many.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?